31 days ablaze and being in the presence of God. Listen, one thing that I know for sure is that when I sense that presence of God and feel the embrace of God, that's what it's all about. It's about a relationship. We can know a lot about God, but it's really when we take time to get in the presence of God. It's not that we're out of the presence of God. I'm talking about that sense of the felt presence of God or manifest presence of God. Well, the Bible teaches that God inhabits the praises of his people and the idea that he is there in fellowship. I mean, if we're to have fellowship with God, God has invited us to come before the throne of grace. We're called to come before God. Listen, I'm going to read to you something out of Psalm 95, verse 6. When the word of God just simply says, come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Dear sweet Christian, you are the temple of the Spirit of God. God is dwelling in you. I mean, Jesus says this in John's Gospel chapter 4 when he talks about how the Father seeks worshipers who will worship in spirit and truth. God is spirit. When you're born of the Spirit of God, God comes to dwell within you. There is an inseparable connection. There is a unbroken relationship. It's not that we feel God all the time. It's a matter of the revelation that God says that he's come to dwell within us. That's where it all begins. I mean, read John's Gospel chapter 17 and look and see what Jesus says. When praying to the Father, he speaks about that salvation relationship when he says, and Father, that I myself may be in them. Dear believer in Christ, in you is Christ, the living Christ, the personal Christ. You're the temple of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God indwells you. And now forever, as Jesus said in John's Gospel, the Spirit of truth has been given to you, and you are in the presence of God. Now, sometimes you may not feel or sense the presence of God. It doesn't change anything. The Word of God remains the same. The facts are, as a believer in Christ, your human spirit, you have been born again by the Spirit of God, and you now are inseparably connected. It is now God dwelling within you. It is now you dwelling in Christ. And the Word of God would teach that that is an inseparable, unbroken, and unceasing relationship. Now the question is whether or not there are times that we literally, I mean literally, feel that God is all over us. That in the midst of worship, I mean when we sing the psalms, the hymns, the spiritual songs, the embrace of God. There's times in the past that people have asked me, why is it that we have to sing to God and sing these words and say things like how great thou art and amazing grace and I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene? It's not because God forgets who he is. It's not because God just needs to hear his name or his attributes repeated again and again. Worship like that reminds us of the depth of God. When you sing out those hymns, when you sing out those songs, you are in direct, unceasing relationship, fellowship in his presence. And in his presence, as you're singing those psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, literally, God is inhabiting. There's that manifest sense of the presence of God. And you know what? I learned a long time ago, it doesn't have to be just on Sunday morning or at a Bible study somewhere, that I love to be with thousands of Christians singing and worshiping and feeling that God's presence is over all of us and there is that great, powerful presence of God. But in my own personal life and in your own personal life, that's what God was seeking. You can read about it in John's Gospel chapter 4. God is spirit, we know that. But Jesus said that he seeks worshipers who will worship in spirit and in truth. Dear believer, right now in Christ, you're born of the Spirit of God. You're a temple of the Spirit of God. One of the ways to worship God in His presence, in that felt, sensed, manifest presence, when you feel embraced by God, and as you unleash praise and worship, you feel that you're embracing God back. What's that all about? Listen, that's part of the fellowship. And in the midst of worship, where God's presence seems active and manifest, well, that's when you are going to be built up. That's when you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs and feel literally led by God. I mean, led by God the Holy Spirit directly at the throne of grace, at the throne of mercy. And so there can be great joy. There can be great love, a great sense of renewal of your faith. Anybody going to live in these last days on the ragged edge of, the end of days, the end of time? In the days in which the world seems to crumble with no anchor, there you are as a believer now, able anywhere, any place, any time, to worship, to close your eyes. Now listen, it can be done by what you say, just simply giving praise to God, giving thanks to God. It brings you to the point of gratitude and remembering the things that God has done. You can say, praise God, thank you, I worship you, you're almighty God, you're an awesome God, and I love you. You can sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. And as you do, hearing the words of those hymns and psalms and spiritual songs will remind you of God, His nature, His faithfulness. There's a great, great interaction as we worship in the presence of God. You can do that silently. Be still and know that I am God. Isn't that an amazing verse out of the Psalms? Be still and know that I am God. Hey, even right now, where you are listening, as a believer in Christ, deep within you, the living Savior dwells. He is in you. He is upon you. He is with you to the end of the age. Just close your eyes. Number one, acknowledge the unbroken personal presence of the living God inside. As you accept that presence of the living God by faith inside, you realize Christ in me, the hope of glory. As you begin to worship, as you begin to sing, as you begin to talk to God, as you realize God is with you, God listens, God will speak back into you, the Spirit of God will bring the right verse back to you. You want to be built up in the Lord? Let me tell you something on a daily basis. There are times that you can be silent and just inwardly know, inwardly worship, inwardly focus and acknowledge the living personal presence of God within, with, and upon you. There are other times that I love to literally stand in my daily quiet time. It's not so quiet. I call it the morning watch or the night watch. There's times that I love to take psalms and hymns and or reading scripture out loud and sing those songs, O Victory in Jesus, out loud. And realize that whether I'm with 1,000 people on a Sunday morning or whether I'm by myself in the middle of the week, that when I stand in God's presence and I acknowledge His presence and I worship God, I feel the embrace, I feel the strengthening. Listen, that's what the Lord's Prayer is all about. The disciples asked, teach us to pray. And it begins with, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Set apart and holy and unlike any other is your name, is your presence. Listen, daily, if you will stop, if you will honor God, if you'll just simply acknowledge the inward presence, the upon presence, the with presence, God is in the believer, with the believer, upon the believer. He's there. And as you worship and as you begin to give praise and as you begin to acknowledge, you realize there's times you need to just be silent and let God's presence be sensed and felt and manifest. There's times you can sing, oh, victory in Jesus, boldly and strongly, and feel the Spirit of God all over that song as you sing, all over your life as you sing. There are times that you can boldly sing and sing that allows God then to inhabit the praise, to use those words to remind you who He is, what He does, what He's about. Dear believer, one thing that I know, when Jesus taught the disciples to begin with worship, to begin with the embrace of God, to begin with the presence of God, then to move to prayer and intercession, then to move to daily needs, then to move to the sin issues, then to move to spiritual warfare. I know one thing, that when you remember the presence of God, acknowledge the Spirit of God, and begin to worship in the Spirit, and then literally listen. I mean, sometimes just listen. Just allow God to saturate your life with His presence, with His Word, with His love. I tell you one thing, that when you worship in His felt manifest presence, you come away from that filled up, ready. Listen, if there's anything God needs to tell you in the midst of a living worship and fellowshipping with God, He'll tell you. If there's anything that He needs to remind you of, He'll remind you. Listen, that kind of worship opens you up to listening to God. So whether you sing, whether you say, or at times whether you're silent, know that He is God dwelling there inside. Jesus said it in John's Gospel 17, that I myself might be in them. Again, go back to the Psalms and look at the Psalms, how packed they are with praise and worship and hallelujah. There's times that we need to sing with great strength. We don't need to mock it up because we have the real living presence of Christ. We don't need to neglect so great a salvation and be spiritual pacifists. Going to Psalm 91, we read, come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before Him with thanksgiving and extol Him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In His hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to Him. The Psalms. Read Psalm 95. Take a look. Begin to enter in. Begin to use those Psalms in your singing, in your worship, in speaking them out loud, and allow yourself to sense the fire, the embrace, and the love, and the unspeakable and glorious joy. This is the living God. This is what salvation is all about. It's about a relationship. And when you will focus on the Lord and draw near to God, James chapter 4 tells you clearly, God experientially will draw near to you. This is the place you're able to listen to the Spirit of God. This is the place where you're built. This is the place when you're tired, when you're beaten, when you're hurting, when you're confused. Get there. Make God and His presence your refuge. Get before the Lord and, well, sing. Declare the praises of God who brought you out of darkness into this glorious light. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. I pray that today you will take a few moments, close your eyes, acknowledge God's unceasing, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you presence. Be built up in the Lord. Listen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Praise, bless His holy name. Hey, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. 31 days ablaze in Christ.